This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The climate bill that President Biden signed this week includes money for the National Park Service, nearly $1 billion to increase park staffing, maintenance, and build some resistance and resilience to climate change. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
In the last few years, we've seen some dramatic images from our national parks. First, it was traffic jams and overcrowding at parks like Zion and Glacier that saw record numbers of visitors. This summer, it's flash flooding at Yellowstone and Death Valley and devastating wildfires at Yosemite.
This injection of money will help the Park Service get out in front of some of these events.
Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Conservation Association says it will help parks build more climate-resilient infrastructure and address chronic understaffing. Robert Manning, director of the Park Studies Lab at the University of Vermont, says that comes with benefits for nearby communities.
So many of the national parks, almost by definition, of course, are located in rural areas,
where parks tourism may be one of the only major economic drivers.
These communities have been built around the opportunity to serve the needs of visitors who come to these places.
And when parks limit visitation because of understaffing or natural disasters, he says those gateway economies suffer. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.